The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, meatballs, welcome to the Meatball Pod. Happy Thursday. So this week is going to be a different episode because Diener is missing this week, but Mom is here and I didn't want to miss you guys on an episode. So yeah, happy Thursday, mamas. Welcome to the Meatball Pod. It's just going to be me today, nice and lonely. But guess what? I had a shit show of a freaking weekend. You guys have no idea. If any of you came out to Hera's, the pool after dark, I mean, I was so excited for this appearance and it was a shit show. It was an absolute shit show. Literally, you have no idea. I know it was packed and it was crazy. And I know a lot of you were waiting in line. You couldn't get in. How freaking crazy. But you know, guys, it wasn't great. It wasn't a great weekend. And I'm finally feeling okay today. So let me just tell you that I've been looking forward to this appearance for 2 months now. One, because I haven't really done an appearance in so freaking long, you know, with three kids and like life and sports and basically just being a mom, like it's so hard to go to a club, especially like doing club appearances. So that's why I only do it once in a while when I can have the time and I know like I'm not missing any kids stuff. So Hera's, I haven't done a club appearance in like 2 years. So super excited for it. You know, I know like 3 months prior. So I told my best friends that I literally went to school with since preschool, best friends for 36 years. I was like, girls, it's happening. Everybody clear your dates. It was like 2 months in advance. I was like, in June, we are going to Hera's. We are going to have a mama's night out. And I planned this whole freaking day for us. Thanks to Hera's. You guys are amazing. But I planned this whole freaking mom's day for us where we're going to Hera's. We're going to get there early around like 11 o'clock. We're going to check into our room and then we're going to go for a spa day. And I got so excited. I got a facial, microdermabrasion, whatever it's called. I didn't say that right, but I got that. And then I got oxygen infusion and I got the hot stones and like a little massage on my arms. It was literally beautiful. I forget the girl that did me, but you were freaking phenomenal. My face feels amazing. But that was the plan. Us mommies, I haven't seen my best friends in so long. We are having a girls' night, a mom's night out, starting with facials. And you know, there's a nice like pool there and everything. So we're going to do that. And then we go for a nice lunch and then we relax for a little bit in the room, you know, have some wine, whatever, chill. And then a fun dinner at Superfecta or Superfecto. I forget what it's called, but it's in Caesar's Hotel, which is like a sister to Hera's. And it's basically a psychedelic Italian restaurant. So amazing, yummy food, but the place is just like so different and weird. And I love weird. And there's performers that come up to you and I'll get into that later. But it's such a fun place. If you're ever in Caesars or AC, definitely go there to eat. So much fun. I wish I enjoyed it, but yeah, that was the night. That was the day. Spa, relax with my best friends, do lunch, go to a nice dinner, and then rage at the club with all of you. So that was the plan. I've been waiting for it for 2 weeks. And the time comes, and it's Saturday, and, you know, we leave around, like, 9 o'clock, literally so excited, driving my minivan down. Like, I made sure to clean out my minivan because, you know, with three kids, there's, like, food everywhere and crap. So I had Gianni clean it out for me. And it was just like a beautiful brand new car. And we were ready to go to AC. I was ready. I was speeding down there. I was like, girls, we're going to lunch. I'm getting a white wine. Like, we are starting this day. I'm going to enjoy it to the fullest. Go crazy at night. Like, let's do this. So we get there and we go to lunch. And, you know, literally all I have is like cheese fries, because for some reason I'm like not that hungry, and I wasn't even thinking about it. But I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm not that hungry, and I know we're going to go to a yummy Italian restaurant later. Like, I don't want to go crazy. So I'm just going to get, you know, cheese fries and nachos. So we just got appetizers, whatever. So we did that, and I went to get my facial. Literally so amazing. It was an hour of a facial, and my skin came out amazing. I was in a robe. They put me on like this heated bed. It was just like so relaxing. I fell asleep. I had the best time of my life. So shout out to that spa and the lady that did me. I forget what her name was, but you guys are amazing. And, you know, you definitely hooked up all my friends. They just had the best freaking time. So a nice spa. Just imagine, you know, all of us moms in our robes enjoying ourselves, relaxing. So we did that, which was very nice. And I'm sorry if I'm like getting out of breath. I'm walking Rocky. He smells like shit. Ew. He just smelled another dog's poopy. So yeah, we are on. I am outside doing this podcast today. So, and you'll know why in a second, because my house is a disaster right now.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, we do the spa thing, we get back, you know, we just have time. So I end up putting on the robe from inside the room, and I just want to relax. I open a bottle of wine because, you know, I want to have a nice glass. So I start to drink the red wine because, you know, it's time. It's like 3 o'clock. We're going to go to dinner. I don't know, at like 8 o'clock, but like, you know, we're just going to relax, have some wine, maybe go down to the floor, gamble a little bit. So freaking souped. All of a sudden, I'm running to the bathroom. I am peeing out my ass. This is going to be a lot of information for you guys. So, like, if you're annoyed, just don't listen, I guess. But it's going to be very detailed because it was just insane to me. So I ran to the bathroom and I have the poops. I'm like, all right, like, I can deal with poops. You know, this happens before, especially, you know, when we're filming, because when we film, you know, like, mom was drinking wine, she'll have some vodka, and, you know, the day after, you know, your stomach's just like not sitting right. So, you know, you have stomach, you got some stomach poopies for a little bit. So like, I'm used to that. It's not going to like, you know, bring me down or bring down the fun. Like, I can handle it. So I just keep going. We're sitting in the room, and then I'm starting to like get anxiety. And like, I don't really get anxiety unless I'm like hangxiety, but I haven't drank for like, you know, a while, you know, days prior. And I shouldn't be feeling this way. And I'm like, why all of a sudden am I getting anxiety? Like, I don't feel right. Like, I feel like my body wants to go lay down. Why the fuck do I want to go lay down in the bed when my best friends are here that I never see, and we're in AC, childless, and we're going to have a good time? Like, the fuck? Like, what's wrong with me? So I know something's wrong. So I go in the room and I lay down for a little bit, and I'm just like, I'm talking to myself in my head. I'm like, what is wrong with you, weirdo? Like, what is wrong? And I'm like, I know, like, I have a stomach ache right now and I'm going to the bathroom, but like, I just got my period. And sometimes that does happen when I get my period. You know, I get an upset stomach and it's just like, it's not great all around when I get my period. Everything hurts, like whatever, but I can deal with it, but it definitely doesn't give me anxiety. So I'm just like figuring out what the hell's happening, because this is, you know, it's supposed to be the time of our lives. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. Something's funky. All of a sudden, my mouth starts to water, and I'm like, oh my God, am I gonna fucking throw up right now? Ran to the bathroom. All my cheese fries and my nachos that I ate are in the toilet. It's spewing out my mouth. And let me tell you that I'm not good with throwing up. I never really throw up ever, you know, especially from like drinking and stuff. I don't throw up. I never throw up. And if I'm like sick from like a bug, because I've had the stomach bug before, I don't know, I probably threw up like 5 times in my entire life. Like nothing crazy. But this was, I had to run to the bathroom, you guys. Run. Because it was about to come out. And I threw up like 6 times. And I'm like, oh shit. I was like, was the cheese bad in the nachos or my cheese fries? So me and my girlfriends were like, oh yeah, you probably, you know, you ate something bad. Like that's weird. And I'm like, I know. Like something's going on. So I'm like, all right, maybe, you know, this will pass. Food poisoning, you know, I feel like if you like really get it out and, you know, you rest for a little bit, you hydrate, whatever, it'll go away. Take an Imodium or Pepto. Like, I feel like you'll be okay. So I was like, you know what, girls, go down to the floor, gamble, whatever. Because now I'm thinking, what if I'm fucked for my parents tonight? So I'm like, girls, just go enjoy yourself, whatever. You know, everybody just ended up staying in the room and just like, you know, drinking, whatever. But I was in my bed. I was in my bed. And then, you know, I'm just sitting there, throw up again. I am vomiting all over the freaking place. I'm sweating. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Joey's trying to do my makeup for dinner and I'm literally laying down dead. I look like a corpse. Just imagine me laying on the bed. I'm sweating. Joey's doing my makeup and my hands are like across my chest, like I'm dead, like he's doing my makeup for my funeral. It was bad. So now I'm just like, all right, trying to get ready for dinner, but I'm still throwing up. I still feel like shit. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do here. So I'm like praying to the gods, kissing my cross necklace, doing the sign of the cross, like anything to like help me like try and get through this. Cause I'm like, I really don't know. And I was so suited for dinner, but like in my head, I'm like, girl, you can't go to dinner. Freaking sleep until you have to go to the club because you're not going to make it. But of course, you know, I want to try. Like, even though I'm feeling like shit, I still want to try and make it to dinner. Like, I've been so souped for this place. My girlfriends are here. Like, let me just try and rally. Bitch, that was the wrong move.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So we're getting to dinner, and right when I get in the car, I'm like, ugh. Like, you know, like when you're sick, when you have the stomach bug, like the throwing up, your whole body just feels miserable. You can't even like fake a smile. You can't even like fake a good mood. And I'm really trying here. I'm just acting at this point. I'm just like, I deserve an Oscar for what happened at Harrah's. So I'm in the car going to dinner And, you know, I have the fan on me because I'm like sweating, like freaking out. Like, I know I'm going to have to throw up soon. And the window's down. We get to the restaurant. Let me just tell you, such a cool freaking vibe, you guys. Superfecta. Literally so cool. There's like a million chandeliers. There's performers there. This one guy, you know, he was stacking champagne bottles on his face. And then this other girl was making penises out of napkins. It was just like ridiculous. So the guy comes, introduces himself. And at this point, I'm just like really trying to fake that I'm happy, that I'm in a good mood, that I'm excited to be there. And I'm not actually on my deathbed, like trying to hold puke back. So it was really hard, you guys. Like in my head, I'm like, fuck my life. But I was trying to have a good time. So everyone's getting their cool, like Cosmo drinks and, you know, their sex on the beach drinks. And I'm just like, can I get a ginger ale? Like, I felt like such an asshole. I'm like, yeah, my tummy hurts. Like, I just need a ginger ale. But then I also like wanted to try and drink. I was like, you know what? Maybe this will go away to where, you know, I can have a little drink and then maybe I'll feel a little better. So I ordered, a diet and Tito's. So a Diet Coke and vodka. I was like, all right, we're going to order that with my ginger ale. I was like, can I have my ginger ale first? So he brings me the ginger ale and I took two more Peptos. And I'm like, all right, I feel like this, you know, I'm putting positive energy into how I feel and how this is going to go. Like, this is going to be good. Like, you know, I'm going to pull through. We're going to make it, guys. We're going to make this work. I took, you know, the two Peptos, and I start sipping on my ginger ale, and I'm like, oh, motherfucking God, my mouth starts to water again. And mind you, I'm sitting in a booth, so Joey's on one side of me, and my two other girlfriends are on the other side, so I'm stuck in this goddamn booth. It's small, and the restaurant's packed, so if I were to run out of here, I'm gonna be prancing all over people, making a dramatic scene. So I start to feel my mouth water and I'm like, okay, it's happening. I was like, here, Steph, you got to get up. I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. It's happening. It's happening. I was like, I'm going to vomit all over this place and everyone's going to look at me and think I'm wasting. I'm like, oh, Snooki's throwing up in the restaurant. Like, no, bitch, I have a stomach bug. Like, I hardly drank. I wish I was wasted and throwing up. So they move out of the booth and, you know, there's a security guard there and I'm like, can you please just bring me to the bathroom. I was like, I don't feel well, like something's gonna happen. So he's walking fast and my two girlfriends are in front of me. I'm like, move, because I'm about to throw up on my two girlfriends. And of course, the restaurant, you have to walk miles to the bathroom. It's not like around the corner. So we're walking through the restaurant or passing the bar, passing everything. And I'm literally holding back chunks. I'm just like, holy fuck. Like, I never felt this feeling in my life. I know I've seen it in movies before. See it, you know, on TikTok of people like wasted and they're trying to hold the puke in. I was like, oh, how do people do that? It's so gross. I felt that, bitch. I felt that. Like, my cheeks weren't, like, you know, filled up with it, but I felt it coming up, and I was freaking out, and I was like, I cannot throw up in this restaurant, like, how embarrassing, you know, I don't want people to think I'm, like, disgusting, I don't want them to clean up my puke, like, this is embarrassing, I don't want anyone to video me, because then, you know, oh, I could just see the TMZ headline, Snooki wasted an AC while her three kids are at home, like, blah, blah, whatever the fuck the tabloids do. So I'm just like, please just hold it in. So I get through the restaurant and it's literally like a mile that I'm walking and I'm walking and I'm walking. And then he opens the door, which I think is the bathroom. Bitch, it's the lobby to the hotel. I'm still not at the bathroom. At that point, I was like, nope, it's happening. Open the door to the lobby. I threw up all over the fucking lobby, the door. There were people there looking at me, people walking by. And the security guard was like, oh. He was like, oh, I didn't know this was gonna happen. I was like, yeah. I was like, I don't feel good. Like, I didn't want to walk into the restaurant and be like, hey guys, I think I have the stomach bug, I'm throwing up. So clearly now everyone sees, okay, I don't think this girl feels good. And I'm telling like the workers there, I'm literally telling everyone, I'm like, I swear I'm not drunk. Like, I didn't even have a sip of alcohol. I was like, I think I have the stomach flu. I was like, something's wrong, something's funky. They were like, it's okay, don't be embarrassed, we'll clean it up, blah blah blah. literally the most like embarrassing thing ever. So now I'm like, okay, great. Like I thought I could really pull this off with, you know, sitting to dinner with my girlfriends, whatever. I was like, I can't, I have to go back to the room and sleep because I have to be at this club appearance at 12:30. And right now it's like 10 o'clock. And I was like, you know what, bitch, you should have listened to your freaking gut, because your gut told you to stay home and sleep, but you wanted to be a hero and try and save the day. Like, no, bitch. So when you bitches are feeling bad, and you know, it's like, oh, you know, it's a once in a lifetime. No, stay in the bed, stay in the bed and rest, because then you might be able to pull off later. So I was like, all right, I need to get back to the room. I gotta rest. Like, this is freaking bullshit. So I get back to the room, threw up again, threw up all over the place. And it's just, it doesn't feel nice. Like, you know, obviously, like, I don't throw up a lot, so I'm not used to it, but like, it was like a sharp knife in my freaking stomach. So I'm just like, I don't know what's happening here. So I'm texting Gianni and I'm like, listen, like something's wrong. I was like, if I'm dying tonight, like, I love you so much, do not remarry. You're going to be alone forever. Like, I don't know what's happening to me. He's like, are you sure you're not pregnant? I'm like, Gianni, I'm on my period. Like, I literally just started my period. I'm not pregnant. And then he texts me 20 minutes later and he's like, oh shit, Giovanna just threw up. I'm like, fuck. It's like, I have the stomach bug. I've been around my girlfriends the entire day. They have children. They're gonna get it. I'm a super spreader right now. Like, fuck. Everybody at the restaurant that I was near, like, everyone's gonna get sick now. And so I felt like a dick. But then I'm like, oh, okay, this makes sense now, because on Friday I had to pick up my youngest Angelo at school because he had massive diarrhea. He was like shitting out of his pants. And I was like, oh, that's weird. You know, maybe, honey, you have a little bug, whatever. But I didn't think it was a stomach bug. So now everything is just adding up. I'm like, okay, it wasn't the cheese fries. The cheese wasn't old. It's fine. It's not food poisoning, guys. It's just a stomach bug. So all my friends are like, fuck. Because I know they're thinking, oh, shit, we're probably going to get it too. So it was just a nightmare weekend, guys. Nightmare weekend. So my daughter's throwing up at home, and now I'm feeling like a big bag of dicks, because I'm like, you know, when you're sick, like, yeah, like, Gianni was there to take care, obviously, you know, he's a great dad, but when you're sick, you want your mom, you know, like, when I'm sick, I don't want my dad, I want my mom, and especially my daughter, like, she wants mommy when she's sick, and she's not good at throwing up like me, so, yeah, I felt like a bag of dicks. Like, I'm throwing up in AC. She's at home throwing up, screaming for me. I'm like, oh, I just feel like complete shit now. And then Gianni tells me he's starting to throw up. So I'm like, how is he going to help Giovanna if he's throwing up? It's chaos. It's chaos. Literally, the world is ending at my house. It's the apocalypse of the shits and throw ups. Like, it's not great. So now I'm just like trying to figure out how I'm going to make this work, because I have to go to work tonight. I have to go and host a party and meet all, you know, my fabulous bitches, my fans and everyone. Like, how am I going to get this done? So I threw up as much as I could and, you know, got like the cold rag that my grandma used to put on my face when I threw up. Like, I did all the tricks, you guys, all the tricks. I put a fan on my face. I was sleeping in bed. Like, I was a mess. And then it comes time to leave and I throw up again. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I don't know if I can go this second. I might need to push it like 30 minutes. So I'm seeing all of your stories, how like you're in line, you're waiting, you're so excited. And I'm like, fuck, everybody's already there and I'm late. It's like, people are going to think I'm dicks. You know, like, I'm a dick and I don't care and I don't want to come. I'm just like, I'm all sorts of freaking out. So now it's like 12:30, almost 1 o'clock. I'm like, I got to get my fucking ass down there. And all my girlfriends are like, we know you're sick, but you could do this. Like, let's just go listen to music for a little bit. It might help. And I'm like, bitch, nothing's going to help. I am dying. I was like, I need to like die. I need to pass away for a little bit. So I ended up, you know, taking more Imodium, Pepto, whatever, sipping on my ginger ale. I felt like such an asshole with my ginger ale because I felt like I was 7. But I walked down and I did it, guys. Joey, you know, fixed my makeup. If you looked at me, you would have no idea that I'm vomiting and shitting my brains out and I feel like death. So I'm very proud of myself that I pulled it together and I got down there and I had my ginger ale look like a drink. And now I'm like, oh, people are going to know it's ginger ale and I'm sick. I was like starting to like wind myself up. But you know what? I got there. And I just want to say thank you to everyone that came out, because when I got there, I was like, please don't throw up, like, or please don't shit your pants. Like, I really need to make this work. And when I got on stage and I saw all of you, just the adrenaline of like you guys screaming and having such a good time really made me feel 100% better. Like I didn't feel sick for like 20 minutes. So I want to say thank you to all of you because your energy, your positive, fun energy radiated to me and I felt better for like 30 minutes. So I love all of you. And if any of you were there, please tell me that you didn't see me sweating or dying because I was. And if you saw me holding my fan to my face the entire time, now you know why. It's not because I was pregnant and drinking ginger ale. No, bitch, it's because I was fucking dying.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So that's been my weekend, guys, and I'm finally starting to feel better today. You know, I definitely had the poops for like a couple of days after, but I gotta tell you, what a freaking detox. I mean, even though throwing up like that, like really freaking hurt, like my chest hurts from like the vomiting, you know, like the action of vomiting. And my stomach, you know, I still have terrible pains, but I mean, Ozempic who, I feel like I lost 10 pounds after that. Like I'm ready to walk. I'm ready to start working out again. Like that was like a jump start. But it wasn't easy, bitches. It hurt. It wasn't easy. I'm glad it's over for me. So now I can take care of my family. Giovanna's okay now. Angelo's okay. Lorenzo just started today with the throwing up. So it's going to run through your entire freaking house. So get ready if it comes to you. And I told my girlfriends, I was like, I'm so sorry. Like we were waiting so long, 2 months for this night, and I just sucked. I died and we didn't have the best time that we wanted to, you know, with just gambling and drinking and dancing. I couldn't even dance because my body was shaking. Oh my God, it just fell. But we're going to have to redo it. I told the girls we're going to have to redo it. So I talked to Harrah's and thank God they weren't mad at me because they saw me throw up. They know that I was like really sick. So thank God to Harrah's and everyone, you know, that is just like so understanding and accommodating. And I might be going back to Harrah's in the fall, Christmas time or maybe my birthday time. So we are going to redo this Harrah's appearance and all you meatballs better be there. And I actually have a club appearance in July. I want to say July 19th, but it's after a show that me and Joey are going to do in Boston. I think it's called Encore. That's going to be my next club appearance, guys. So I promise you, before that club appearance, I'm going to be wearing masks and drinking vitamin C. Like, I am not getting sick for this one because that was freaking, it was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare. And I'm really upset that, you know, I couldn't live my life to the fullest that night. But I'm so glad that, you know, I saw you guys and I was able to pull it off. And I, you know, at least spent some time with my girlfriends. So even though it was a shit show of a weekend, it honestly wasn't awful. It was fine. Like, I'm alive. I'm still breathing. Now I gotta, you know, nurse my family back to health. But it is what it is, and it was crazy. So thank you all for coming out. Shout out to Harrah's for being amazing and hooking us up literally all day with the spa and eating lunch and going to dinner. And then, you know, obviously being understanding of me passing away. So everybody wash your hands. Make sure you don't get the stomach bug. So I'm going to get to some meatball questions because I wanted to make sure that, you know, I had something to talk about with you guys because Dina's missing for this episode. But I mean, I really had a big story to tell you about, you know, this weekend. So I'm glad I got that off my shoulders. Oh, and when I threw up in the lobby, when I was like running out from dinner, I threw up in the lobby, and as I threw up, it was such a force because I couldn't hold it in that it came out so crazy, and then I peed my pants while I threw up. So I was just a fucking disaster, you guys. And when I threw up, it went on my club dress, it went in my hair. I was like, this is disgusting. I felt disgusting. I felt like a jerk. I felt gross. Like, ugh. So hopefully if you guys get the bug, you know, you're in the comfort of your own home and you don't have to go to the club that night and you just rest it off because you'll be fine. But yes, I asked you guys to ask me some questions that I'm going to answer. I asked you on Twitter, Instagram, so we're going to get to those. And I love you guys and thanks for listening to me. I saw some of you meatballs wanted to know about some of the podcasts that I listen to because, you know, I love like scary shit and aliens and all that stuff. So I told you guys UAP, it's called UAP, Unidentified Alien Podcast. I went on his podcast, actually, Steven Diener. His last name's Diener, stop. So right when I heard his name, I was like, oh, I like this guy. So he reminds me of Diener. But he's a great podcaster. He doesn't get boring. And you just listen to every single word that he says. It's very entertaining. And like I said, I went on there. So I'm a fan of his show, like talking about my experience of, you know, seeing aliens and feeling like I was visited. Like, I don't think I've ever told you guys about that. So you can listen to that on his podcast. It was crazy. It's the first time I ever really talked about it. And then I do Somewhere in the Skies. That is a good one. Just like random events that happen, encounters that people have. So I love listening to encounters because I think it's just like so fascinating. Otherworlds. Okay, so Otherworlds is this podcast. It's a paranormal podcast. So it's just stories of people that call in and they're telling their paranormal story, their murder story, their abduction story. It's just like crazy freaking stories. Do not listen to it at night because I have to say, like, I get a little spooked when it's like nighttime and I'm listening. If I'm like doing cardio, I'm like, oh no, bitch. So I have to listen to it during the day. But Otherworlds is a really good one. I'm just looking into my library to see what else I have. It's Happening with Snoopy and Joey, if you guys don't listen to that. Oh, so if you want to hear like a funny paranormal one, these guys are so freaking funny. They sound like two of my friends from high school. Theories of the Third Kind. They are so good. They are funny, hysterical. The way they do commercials is so funny. But they're funny guys that just talk about all crazy shit. And then I said this before, but Mile Higher podcast. That's a good one. It's kind of like Crime Junkies. And if you guys know any, I mean, I'm definitely looking for more because I feel like I listen to podcasts all day. Then I'm like, all right, I binge every single new episode now. Like I need something. So if you guys know any good ones when it comes to paranormal or UFO, hit me up. Let me know. All right, meatballs. So that's going to be it for this episode this week. We're going to have Dina back next week and we're going to start, you know, going back into the studio to get more guests in because the camp counselors was so much fun and we're going to be on their podcast actually in their studio. So if you guys haven't listened to them now, because now we're going to go on their podcast like they came on ours. So I love you meatballs. I hope you enjoyed my shit show story of a weekend. I hope you guys do not get it, but also if you do enjoy the jump start to, you know, getting your shit together for summer. And I love you meatballs. Let's get sauced. I'll see you next week, bitches. We'll